Hi, everybody. Cindy Swanson with you with Cindy Swanson's Notes in the Key of Life podcast. And since I'm really getting into podcasting lately, I thought I would do a podcast of my September favorites. Again, this is kind of a copycat of things I've noticed on with the YouTube beauty tutorials. Often they'll do a video of their favorites for a particular month. And most of the time, it's pretty much all beauty or hair products. But I'm going to do one of my September favorites, and it's going to be a little bit of everything, just things that I've really been loving in the month of September. It has been a good month. I did have a wonderful visit from my mom and my sisters, and that was so great. My sisters and my mom are really basically my best friends and definitely my best girlfriends. My husband's my best guy friend, but you know, I just had a wonderful time with them talking, laughing, sharing, reminiscing. It was amazing. So that was really one of my favorites, I guess you could say, of the whole September, was just being with them for a little while. But here are some of my other things that I really have been liking. When my mom and sisters were here, I took them to Edwards Apple Orchard, which is a wonderful place here in the Northern Illinois area. There's actually two locations, and the one nearest me is actually the smaller location, but I think in some ways I like it better. It's just more accessible. There's less crowdedness, and it's still just as charming. It still has the ridiculously amazing apple cider donuts and the amazing apple cider. You can get it freezing cold there. It's just a wonderful place. I love Edwards Apple Orchard. If you're ever in Northern Illinois, I do encourage you to visit one of the locations. But both my sister and I picked up a candle at Edwards Apple Orchard called Bean Pod because they're made out of soybeans. And I got two votive candles. One was in, I think, apple cider, which I did love. And then one was in a scent called American Harvest. And my sister, my mom ended up buying her one of the large candles in the jar of American Harvest. I love candles anyway, although, you know, I've heard all the caveats about how they are bad for your house and they could burn your house down and all that sort of thing. And I know, but I just still do love candles. And this American Harvest is just incredible. It just makes your house smell so good. It's like the essence of autumn brought into your home. And since I just got a votive candle of it, I'm going to have to take myself out back to the apple orchard. Fortunately, I don't live that far from it, and buy some more of them because they're ridiculous. Just love the Bean Pod American Harvest. And you don't have to get it at the apple orchard. I actually checked on Amazon.com and you can order them. So if you are interested, I heartily recommend it if you like candles. Another thing that I really liked, and I've actually shown pictures of this on my blog already, is a couple of things I got at the dollar store, the Super Dollar Store. This is different from the Dollar Tree. I don't know if Super Dollar Stores are only in the town where I live. There's two of them here. And In a way, I like them better than the Dollar Tree because they have unusual, interesting, unique items a lot of times. And if you go one time, you can't count on them being there the next time you go, so you have to snap them up. But mostly, I think they have maybe some items that are $2 and some that may be a little over a dollar. But I got these lovely autumn placemats for a dollar each. And I do have them pictured. They're just, you walk into my kitchen and see them. I don't have a dining room, so the kitchen is my eating area. And you just walk in and see them, and it's just like, ooh, autumn. I got them for a dollar. And I do have several sets of placemats that I got at that very dollar store, and I bring them out periodically. I have some great Christmas and Thanksgiving ones too. So great place to buy placemats, the Super Dollar Store. Not so much Dollar Tree. I'm not seeing extremely pretty, unusual placemats at the Dollar Tree. But if you have a store like mine, check it out because you can really get some really cool things there. Also at the same dollar store, I got a couple of little votive cups for my votive candles that I got at the apple orchard. And they are so pretty. They are just really charming. They each have, I believe, a recipe on them. They're little and small, but perfect for a votive candle. I just love them. So those are two things that I'm really loving as well this September. I also already blogged and even podcasted about this when I talked about my Lancôme Gift with Purchase haul. My mascara, my Lancôme Hypnose Drama Mascara. Love it. I've never had a mascara that actually made so much difference in my eyes. And it was part of a gift with purchase, so it's just a small sample size. And as I said in my other podcast, I think I'm going to have to at some point buy this. Hoping I can find a Lancôme gift with purchase to pair it up with to get it again, because I'm really loving how well this does. If you have pretty, you know, not so thick or long eyelashes as I do, you may want to check into this. And again, it might be a little pricey. I don't know. I haven't even checked into the actual price of it yet, but I'm loving the sample that I got in my gift with purchase. Okay. Another thing I'm really loving, of course, I've had this blog for almost, let's see, I started it in 2003. So I've had it for like almost 7 years now. That blows me away. In just a couple of weeks, I'll celebrate my blogiversary. And I kind of lost interest for a while in blogging. I just kind of thought, I don't really have anything to say. When I was working at the radio station all the time, it was a little easier to blog because there was always something that I was talking about on the air, or, you know, just that callers were calling in about. And there was never a lack of subjects. Well, for a while, though, after I lost my regular job at the radio station back in March, I am doing fill-in work at another station now, but I kind of just let my blog die on the vine because I just thought, I don't have anything to say, you know. Well, then, I don't know, something happened, and I decided not long ago that I was going to change the style, the template of my blog. And I did. It's called Notes in the Key of Life. The actual URL is cindyswanslife.blogspot.com. But if you're listening to this, you're probably there because I always direct people to listen to my podcast on my blog. And I'm just finding a never-ending source of things to talk about now and to blog about. And I'm also, along with my renewed interest in blogging, has come a renewed interest in other blogs. I'm finding just wonderful blogs that I'm enjoying very much. Since I got into the beauty tutorials on YouTube, I find that a lot of the people, the beauty gurus, have their own blogs as well. So I enjoy Emily Eddington's Beauty Broadcast and several others that I've found through the tutorials. And another thing that I've really been enjoying are blogs that have a French theme or a French accent, I guess you could say. I love all things French, and I don't know why. I always have, ever since I was a little girl. Maybe it's because when my parents were missionaries in Beirut, Lebanon, there was a huge French influence there. And I saw French, most of the people there spoke French as well as Arabic, and many people spoke English. And it had been, Lebanon had actually been, I guess you could say, owned by the French for many years. And so there was a very, very big French influence going on there. And so maybe that's why. It just takes me back to when I was a little girl. And I love these French-themed blogs. Some of them are actually by French women. Some of them are by people who are part French and part American, or part French and part British. Others are just by Americans who are like me and just love all things French, or maybe they've had a chance to visit France or they're living in France, and I just love them. Some of them are French Larkspur, French Charming, French Touch, French Blue. There's just several of them, and you can find them on my sidebar on my blog list. Check them out for yourself if you just love, because most of them are just beautiful to look at. Just simply going to these blogs makes you feel really good. And I just love looking at beautiful things. So those are my September favorites. I'm sure I could think of more if I wanted to. I'm kind of loving the fall season. I hope you are as well. Please do go to my podcast page. That also is, the link is on the sidebar. And subscribe and follow my podcasts. At the moment that I'm taping this, I don't have any followers on my podcasts. And that's making me feel kind of bad, because everybody, when I lost my job at the radio station, were like, oh, we're going to miss your voice so much. Please do podcast. And I don't have any followers. So that kind of makes me sad. So if you want to brighten my day, I would love for you to go to my podcast page, click on follow and subscribe if you will. If you would do that, that would be quite awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, Cindy Swanson's Notes in the Key of Life podcast. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you next time. Bye.